this reminds me of my first experience in radio. It was back in the early 80s.
People with disability and mental health.
There's always controversy with us.
The mysteries of the mind and consciousness.
And we might get to the bottom of something, or we might start something new.
We're going
to
run the gamut and we're going to have a good time.
Waking Braves. No, not Waking Braves. We're Breaking Waves.
Breaking Waves?
Breaking Waves.
Breaking Waves.
Karen, you can find them in China because that's their main habitat. Sometimes they climb up in a tree and take a 3-hour nap. The panda bear has a cool looking face with black patches on its eyes, something you can't mistake. And their diet is 99% bamboo. On the shoots and the leaves, you'll see them constantly chew. In the misty mountains of China, one of the main places you can find the panda bear. As a mammal, it's kinda rare, not a whole lot of them left out there. Less than 2,000 are left in the wild. When a panda has a baby, it makes us smile. We want a world with pandas aplenty. We don't want the bamboo forest to be empty. After all, my question is, who besides the panda bear would eat all the bamboo? I know I might be getting a little random. Now it's time for us to hear from the panda.
It's time to hear from the panda!
I'm a giant panda, I have black and white fur. The only bear in nature where these colors occur. I'm up to 5 feet high, weigh up to 300 pounds. Yeah, I'm quite a big guy, but I like to play around. Even though I'm roly-poly, I can climb real high. When I'm around people, I can be very shy.
Hey, Shay, do you like panda bears?
Oh, yeah, they do. We should mention in Canada we have panda bears. We have polar bears.
Polar bears.
We have polar bears, but they're same length of panda bear.
Except panda bears seem to be a bit friendlier.
Yeah.
Polar bears, apparently.
They're dangerous.
They're really dangerous.
Yeah,
they
haven't.
They're really fast.
Fast, yeah.
And they'll just eat you.
They eat you. They eat you for lunch and they go, I'm going to get you. I'm going to get you.
I do. Now, hello, people. We should get this out of the way and say that we are...
we are the Breaking Waves and we're in the Shane Loose. It's just Jeff's not well. He's feeling a bit awkward when he's holiday. With the holiday, you went there.
Okay, no. First things first.
Yes.
You're listening to Eastside Radio 89.7 FM.
Yes.
And you're listening to Breaking Waves.
Yes.
And he is Shay.
He's in Jeff. Oh, sorry.
Sorry, I'm clearing my throat.
Lose voice. Do you need a drink of water?
Yeah. I'm Jeff.
Okay.
And I'm not that unwell.
Yeah. You know, I'm just a little bit, just
slightly. But you know, sometimes unwellness works for you. I find.
Yeah.
Now, why do you reckon we played a silly panda bear song at the start of the show?
I think we should play a panda bear of the movie Panda Bear, like the Kung Fu Panda movie.
Kung Fu Panda. Yeah. We were talking about this before, don't think I've ever seen a Kung Fu Panda film, but you say there are four. One, two, three, four. With Jack Black.
Jack Black in the movie, yes.
Does Jack Black play the panda in every film?
Yes. Like every movie, every film, yes.
Right.
Yes.
Like his voice.
Yeah.
Okay. I'll have to watch that.
Have you ever heard of that movie, the Japanese movie, that the dog was always waiting for her owner and he's a Japanese dog? His name is... starts with Y.
No.
Jung. A Japanese dog, and he always waits for his owner and goes and waits in the train station.
Oh, no, that's beautiful.
It's a movie. It's a true story in Japan.
Well,
the owner, and they have an icon statue of the owner of the dog.
On a very similar note, Shane.
Yeah.
Like there's... in Edinburgh, Scotland.
Yeah.
There was a dog called... Greyfriars Bobby.
Yeah.
Famous dog. And, and they've put up a statue of Greyfriars Bobby because, I don't know, 150 years ago, his master died. And Greyfriars Bobby, the dog, would sit by the grave, like constantly just sit by the grave in like, I guess, mourning and grieving for its owner. And they put up a statue of Greyfriars Bobby, like a metal statue in Edinburgh. And you can see where people pass it and they rub its nose for luck. So its nose is shiny and brassy. They rub Greyfriars Bobby's nose. On a similar level, outside the state parliament in Sydney, there's a boar, like a fantastic boar, you know, a pig with tusks, a big metal boar. And its nose is also shiny because people think, you know, it's lucky to rub the nose of the boar. And also its pizzle, you know, like the other part of the pig down is shiny because people rub that as well for luck. Maybe it's like a fertility thing.
Yeah, it's like that. the dog.
Beautiful the boar effects.
The dog goes. Dog.
That's
I'm
good,
going
man.
To bite you.
Can you do it again? Shay's making a dog effect. Good. like today's show, the reason we played the panda song at the start of the show was today's show was going to be on China.
Yeah.
And all we know about China, or all that we can Google in 5 minutes on China.
I went to China 18 and I said to them in China, with mom in MA, and we went to Beijing and Shanghai.
Yeah.
And then we got food poisoning and we got sick. My mom. Mom was second. I was second and mom was first sick. I know.
I got
sick with a hamburger.
You could be like a tourism China ad.
Yeah.
I
feel that the Chinese have a culture of having the oldest civilization. Like, they had money before Europeans and America. And
did they?
But yeah, they had money notes.
And like notes, like paper money.
They had paper money notes and they had shells. They used shells for notes and coins. And they've been having those money for like, 8,000 years?
Yeah, right.
8,000 years of money.
Really?
Yeah. 8,000. Like, what do you think? China rule by money?
I'm thinking this music Hugh's playing is just putting me to sleep beautifully. Yeah. I'm just feeling dreamy.
Yeah, and President Trump mentioned on the...
There we go. That's the Trump mention.
He said that in China, President Trump said... he said he went to Parliament and see the government of China and said, how old is China? How old is the civilization? And he said five or 6,000.
Let's say China. Okay.
There we go.
China.
No one says China like Donald Trump.
Yeah, no.
China.
Okay, and do we have a thing to say about event of China?
No.
Do we have a community?
Okay, no. Let's have a few facts about China.
Yes.
And then we'll have a Chinese-related song.
Yeah.
Did you know, Shay, that China is the world's most populous country with over 1.4 billion people?
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Yeah. China has a diverse landscape with towering mountains like Everest. Tibet might disagree because Tibet would say, Mount Everest is kind of Tibet.
Tibet was invaded when my mum was born in 1959. My mum was born the year when China was invaded.
Is that really?
Yeah.
Invaded Tibet in 1959?
Yeah. Google it on YouTube. It says.
Well, it's got to be true.
Yeah.
Well, you know, China claims to have mountains like Everest and deserts like the Gobi.
Does it say 1959 was invaded?
1950.
I thought it was 1959.
Man, you were close.
Close?
Thank you, Hugh.
1950?
Only 9 years out.
Yes.
They probably reinvaded in 1959.
I think my dad might have heard it because my dad was born in 1951, but I don't know. I thought Tibet was independent in 1959. Yes. I don't know.
There was an uprising in 1959.
Uprising?
Oh, right. So they rebelled against China?
That's what the opening of Google was saying.
Well, that's got to be accurate.
That's right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Hugh.
Yeah.
Like two more fascinating facts about China. We've done deep research here. We've gone in very deep. This is like a politically acute program. Mandarin.
Yes.
It's not just a fruit.
Yeah, it's a fruit. It's a mandarin. We have it in Woolworths and Coles. It's mandarin. Its main name of the fruit, orange, means mandarin.
But
it's
also
in the small fruit.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
Is that what it means?
Small fruit. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, mandarin is the official language of China,
mm-hmm.
but China has a multitude of dialects and languages spoken, along with 56 officially recognized ethnic groups. Like 56 different sort of subsects of people. That's a lot, isn't it? And I think, yeah, maybe, is it the... I'm getting mixed up. Is it the Uyghur? Uyghur people in China who are being persecuted, or am I getting mixed up?
No, it might be in America.
You know what I reckon we should do?
Yeah.
I think before we come back with some, because this is, of course, the China show.
Yeah.
And you are listening to Eastside.
I think
89.7.
89.7 Eastside Radio. We in Shane Jeff Breaking Waves. The Loose,
yeah,
Alex Elabella. Alex has left the radio show. Her last show was last Monday.
Yes,
yeah, so the 14th of July. She left, and yeah. She'd been her 5 years.
That's
of
right.
The radio, and she heard about Roof, and she mentioned Shay and Jeff.
Yeah, well, so fare thee well, Alex. You did a brilliant job. So you're going to be, you know, like a hard to replace.
Yeah.
I guess we'll have to do more shows, won't we, Shay?
Yeah.
Let's have a song on a vaguely Chinese theme. This is a song by R.E.M.
Oh, can we play that? No, song,
oh, you want to hear that one?
Yes, please.
Okay, we can play that one.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry.
I don't care. It doesn't matter. I was going to say R.E.M. Yeah. Oh, who's this?
Billy Joel.
Oh, I like this song. Billy Joel.
Okay, well, there we go.
Yeah.
You're hearing Billy Joel on Eastside FM.
Yeah.
And the reason we're playing it is because it mentions China. It's called, I don't know. I've never heard it. Have you heard it? You know it? You know this song?
I heard of Billy Joel. I think I have.
It costs too much, it takes too long to find out too late. Some words are not heard till after they're spoken. Your role was protected. Your soul was too defective. Some people just don't have a heart to be broken. We could have gone all the way to the great wall of China.
Joel says China, a bit like Donald Trump says China. China, China. That's beautiful, but enough Billy Joel. And that's his song, Great Wall of China. And the reason we played it, apart from it being a brilliant song, is today is the China episode of the Shay and Jeff Breaking Waves show. How you feeling, Shay? You feeling China'd up?
Yeah, I'm good.
You got any facts on China?
My mum's father, William Dirksson, my mum's father, Bill, was born in Shanghai.
Really?
And mum and I went to China at 18, and we went there to see the memory of my mum's dad. Mum's dad, who was a Dutch sea captain, my mum's father was a sea captain in the Indonesia for the spice trade.
All right.
In Indonesia, yeah.
Where
the Indonesian people were ruled by the Dutch over 400 years.
He lived in China?
He was born in China, but he had Dutch descent, and then he had a connection of Indonesian spice food trades, spy trades. Yeah.
It sounds so cool, like to have like a Dutch ancestor who's a sea captain.
Yeah.
Born in, was it Beijing?
No, Shanghai.
Shanghai.
With the S. Shanghai. Most beautiful city. I went there and it was the same population of Australia. 21 million people in that one city.
So when you went there, it was
21 million people in Sydney. It was the size of Australia.
Yeah, right.
Of the population of amount of people and cars. And I went there. I went to Shanghai, Beijing. We only walked to the Great Wall of China. And we got sick in... No, we didn't get sick in Beijing. I think we got sick in Shanghai. And we got food poisoning, and we got a burger, and I think I got poison. I got sick poison from hamburger, and I think my mum ate food in the street food. There was a in a restaurant in where the people in the street in a restaurant.
You got like two separate incidents of food poisoning.
I got food poisoning
from the burger.
I got the food poisoning in the hotel in Shanghai. Most beautiful city hotel. It was five star resort of a hotel, and I got sick in the five star hotel, and it was the most expensive hotel, Shanghai, five star rating.
But you got a poison burger.
Yeah, I got poison burger and with the chips as well, and I got poison. Oh god! Right. And I went to the toilet and I vomited. Oh god! Oh, okay. No. And then I said, oh, I'm not feeling well, Mom. I need to go. And I rested home, and I couldn't go by myself in the bus. Mom wanted me to go in the bus by myself. And I was scared because of my independence. I couldn't go by myself in the bus, and I don't know what because Mum was sick and she couldn't supervise me in going out.
All right, okay. In the bus. I'm just going to say a big shout out. Like if Tourism China needs a representative to do ads for them, I reckon Shay, you're the man to talk up China with that story.
Yeah, and I might try and go to China and maybe. Next year, 26, maybe Mum will take me to China.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yes.
You've been to Fiji 22 times.
25 times. Oh, yeah, maybe, you're right. Maybe 22 times, okay. Yes.
You obviously like it.
Yeah, I do. I like more Fiji, and also I have family friends with Jerry and Arani about Reg's.
You got mates over there.
Reg's, Arani's family children, Reg, that Grandma Gabby was connecting him about Fiji in the resort. Yeah. And Grandma built the resort with Reg.
Your grandma built a resort in Fiji.
Fiji in 1969.
Wow.
No, it was... my mum saw the Plantation Island Resort. It was built in 1967, I think, 67, 69.
Okay.
And Mum was at resort built when she was... about 7 years old or nine, and Mum saw it, and I think Jerry saw it as well when Jerry was about a bit younger than my mum. Mum was older than
Uncle Jerry.
Jerry was a bit younger.
Okay.
About maybe five, and Arani was 7 or 9, yeah.
Right, so they obviously like Fiji.
Should
we give a couple more facts on China?
Yeah.
Did you know, Shay?
Yeah.
Guess what China's national sport is, according to this reliable source we've plugged into. Can you guess what it is?
Ping pong.
Listen. Oh, Hugh, genius. It is table tennis. China's national sport, chosen for its accessibility and affordability. I guess table tennis is cheap, right? You don't need much gear.
No.
You need a bat and a little styrofoam ball or whatever they're made of. Did you know, now this is going to disappoint everyone, you know fortune cookies?
Yes.
You've had a fortune cookie?
Yeah, I have.
You break them open and it says
you're
going to be lucky in love, or you're going to inherit a pet goat, or Satan is going to rain hell upon you in the next 3 hours.
Yeah.
You know, something like that. Fortune cookies is the fact. Fortune cookies, despite popular belief, Fortune cookies are not a traditional Chinese custom, but rather an invention of early 1900s San Francisco. So fortune cookies are not Chinese, really. Came from San Francisco.
From America?
Yeah.
Really?
And actually, that sort of remotely rings a bell. I think maybe San Francisco, it was like a seaport, had a big Chinese population. I could be wrong, but maybe.
You could be right, because China has a big America has a relationship with China, because America, the U.S. have.
Say it right, Che. Say it like Donald.
Yeah, Donald Trump. China.
China.
I think China and America have a big import with China, exporting Chinese-American goods.
Yeah.
Goods.
It's all very tariffy.
Yeah, tariff. 25% tariff.
Yeah, whatever.
We should talk about 20 or 25% tariff. I think people are nuts about it, too.
Nuts about tariffs?
Yeah.
All right. Let's have two more fascinating Chinese facts. You want to read one out?
Yeah.
Go for it.
What is the Chinese religion?
Okay. According to my source, while a relatively small percentage of Chinese citizens identify as religious, China is projected to have the largest Christian population in the world.
The largest Christian?
Christian, yeah.
I thought the largest population was Buddhism and Confucianism. Or is it mainly bigger with Christianity? Because is it a new thing, a new religion has grown much than Buddhism?
That's really interesting. I don't know if Buddhists actually classify themselves as a religion, but I think
Buddhism is not a religion. It's a spiritual man that finding God inside. But I just feel Buddhism is a ancient teachings of philosophy and well belief. But because Buddhism is a religious spiritual belief, that maybe the Tibetan monks and the Buddhist people been practicing when the Dalai Lama has been getting killed by the Chinese, because they've been trying to get the Dalai Lama, and then the Dalai Lama ran away and took from soldiers from India going to the Dalai Lama.
Yeah.
The Dalai Lama, yeah.
The Dalai Lama, who's going to be, when he dies, he gets reincarnated.
Yeah, I don't know who.
And they choose a new Dalai Lama. And the Chinese aren't very keen on, probably the Dalai Lama. And
yeah, we heard some Dalai Lama music, but it's a chanting because.
Do you know about Tiananmen Square? Here we go. To speak to about Chinese publicity.
I just put my headphone. I just let you do the poet. So,
all right.
Thanks.
Tiananmen Square was like a massacre of Chinese students who were demonstrating in 1989 in the square. And this is an old poem. I wrote this a long time ago, but I dug it up. I'm not digging into China in a bad way, but there was a very famous photo of a guy called Tank Man. He got in front of a tank, right, in Tiananmen Square. No one knows what happened to him after that. It probably wasn't good, but this is my take on it. Tank Man. They finally found him. That anonymous guy who faced down a line of tanks in Tiananmen Square that day in 1989, in that shot that stopped the world in its tracks, that seared the globe like a soldering iron to the eye, and made you chew your lip like jerky at what actual courage looked like. Just a skinny, crazy guy, so way out and alone and far beyond mercy, poking a beautiful, brave blood flower down the barrel of old Mao's faceless metal beast. Yeah, Tank Man. They found him. And now he's found an agent and done Oprah and Ghost wrote a bestseller, and they're making the film with Jackie Chan, and he's putting his name to a revolutionary clothing brand with a cute little tank logo. And it's nice he didn't die, but I don't know, maybe some things are best left to the imagination, where they're free to live bigger and richer lives. Like, I never really want to know who Jack the Ripper really was. I would be happier if the Titanic had been left to lie undiscovered, encrusting mystery in the depths of the mind. I mean, good luck to Tank Man, plucked from obscurity like he was from flipping eggs in that Shandong diner. He's big now, a brand ambassador. Only careful what you wish for. We wanted him, and now he's here. Moved on from that old massacre to doing ads for tourism China.
Jeff, what was the poem about? What was the poem about?
It was about imagining what happened to that guy in that famous photograph, like the man in front of the tank in the Tiananmen Square.
Is it about brands and advertisement and people stuck with this brand and say, I'm addicted to Coke, or I'm addicted to McDonald's, or addicted to junk food that they brand since the 1990s. The 90s were getting the junk food ads in the 90s, and then it started 30 years ago, and kids were brainwashed with McDonald's and TV ads and that's kind of like fast food.
You're on the right, right. That's kind of it, Shay. It's like it's fairly cynical. It's this idea that sometimes you maybe don't want to know what happens to people and what happens to things, because they're best. Like, it's best to imagine, to dream what happened to them. Mm. Like, and so it's a cynical thing. Like Tank Man, turns out he's alive. I'm making this up. It turns out he's alive, and then he gets pounced upon as like. A marketing tool to sell products,
Jeff, did you ever eat fast food and do ads do TV ads?
No. Never.
Just a beer.
Never have I done an ad for Pizza Hut. Never have I done an ad for KFC. Never, never, never. Apart from those two times.
Only a beer ad?
I did a beer ad. No. I did an ad for a failed beer. It was a beer called Sterling.
Yeah.
It was like a mid-alcohol beer. Yeah. And it, you know, I did the ad for it. I walked into a pub and I fell in love with the beer.
Yeah, it's like Homer Simpson likes to go to the beer.
Yes.
Yes.
It was a bit like that. Yeah. But Sterling probably didn't last more than a year. It was a failed beer.
I never actually been on TV ad or advertisement for a food ad. Maybe my Uncle Jerry, he's been on food ads. Yes, he has. Yeah.
Well, we know what you can do after today's episode on China. You can do ads for tourism China.
In China?
Yeah. I think all the lovely things you've said about China.
Yes.
Hey, listen, we have to go.
Very good. And it's the Breaking Waves. It's East Side Radio 89.7, and it's the Shane Jeff Show. It's our 204 episode.
You keep track really well.
it's been a
Chinese kind of theme, sort of. But God bless you. This is a lovely song by R.E.M. Seven Chinese Brothers.
Just brothers.
Seven Chinese brothers. Yeah.
Thank you.
Taking one symphony about just begun to guide you. Wrap your heel in bones and steel to the blade, just to cover you. Autumn waited heavy till the bullet from another. Seven Chinese brothers swallowing the ocean. 7,000 you rifles, pull the trigger. Taking one symphony bow. I guess you lost that battle. Wrap your heel in bones and steel to your legs, just to cover it. Seven thousand years.